truth can only be one, but there are many approaches to truth. And if you keep that in mind, you can tolerate that your path to truth is different from somebody else. But if you both, or all of you, aim for the truth, on the way to reach your goal, you will have to carry the light of your heart. And if you even have a small amount of truth, one little candle can even light this room. There would be no total darkness in any place, even if there is just one candle, or less even, just the short period of a match. Because sometimes we have insights, we feel elevated, we feel inspired, we feel just in a very different place of ourselves. And it is soon over, like a match burns very quickly and it's out. But you have, with that light, seen something. And you had the experience of the difference between total darkness and a flicker of light. And if you can, whatever light you have in yourself, let me fan that little bit of ember that glows into a real flame of light. But then you have to come close in your heart. Physical closeness is not important. When I met Shivananda first in meditation, I didn't even know in which country he existed. It is by the light of the heart. So you begin your karma yoga for purification. But basically, there was no point of building a temple of light if the path is not to the light of the heart and putting the light in the heart and kindle the flame of light and love in your heart. And you must be as fierce as a dragon to protect that and not let it anybody blow out or damage it. Then you have to consider yourself that you are the custodian of that light in your heart as much as of the light in your mind, and let nobody ever tamper with it. There are some very fierce statements in some of the Eastern teachings. And sometimes I've been thinking, well, if truth is one, it must be in the Christian teachings too. Why not? So, and as some of you may know, I have spent in what is now Parvati Kotir, in the living room there, 3 months in seclusion, reading the New Testament, the Book of Revelation, and not reciting mantras, but for the 52 people which were on my prayer list, chanting the Lord's Prayer. And what did I find? All sins are forgiven, except the sin against the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? It's the light of the heart. What is he? What makes you being created in the image of God? That divine love, that divine inspiration, that expanded consciousness that goes beyond these little egocentricity and peculiarities and the daily cares. The path of the light is the path of liberation. Have no doubts about that. But you have to experiment. You have to undergo the battle to break with traditions even, in order to know, will that divine power that created you in the first place really take care of you or not? If you don't give anybody the chance, you have no proof. If you don't give the divine a chance, you will never know the divine. It's not an easy matter. But then you aim for the Most High. If you want to have the pearl of great price, or you want to have the diamond, then that costs a little more. And there are many different diamonds too, by the way. The most expensive is one, the clear water. Has no flaws. Or you can go to Woolworths or Kmart or any place and buy some, what they call custom jewelry. Sparkles too. But you know, inside, deep within yourself, in your heart, you know it's not the real thing. You know it. And you don't feel too good about it. Anytime that comes to your mind. But if you can have the real pearl, if you can have the real diamond that reflects the light in so many facets, or the soft glow of the pearl, why not? Why would you be satisfied with something silly, useless, that anybody can buy for a few pennies? Nothing is more important. No concern of yours should be greater than to complete the temple of light in your own heart. Sometimes I have called it the cathedral of consciousness. It's just a different word for some people, easier to understand. That is the important thing. Perfection is not how well you can clean up, how well you can type, how many computers you can run, and for that matter, cameras, videos, anything. Cars, airplanes, that's not what it's about. Or writing books, that's also not what it's all about. It is your individual, personal relationship with the divine. And I have always called it a love affair. Your relationship with the divine in whatever name, form, or whatever you have chosen, or the light. You must love the light. But it is as intimate and as deep, as intense, much more than perhaps your very first and only really true love affair in life. Much more than that. So open your heart for the love affair with the divine, and you will be an apostle of the light. And stay there. Fight if anybody wants to get you off. Anybody who would like to tempt you. Anybody who coaxes you with false promises. They may lie us for a little while, but not for very long. Then comes a disappointment. I think you all have seen that in your own life. You all have seen it in the life of friends. And if you yearn so much for this great, wonderful relationship, you haven't found it now, why do you think it will still come? There won't come anything. The only miracle of such a relationship is your love affair with the divine. In the glow of the divine light. And let us hope sometime there will be many temples of light. Then we have done our duty. And we have given back a little bit, only pennies, by the millions that we have received from the divine.